Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We want Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp on the show. I think we got him here. We have a little bit of technical difficulty. Pete Sepp, as you know, folks, from listening to the show over the years, he's been with us many times, president of National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, an organization I've been telling you about since the first year I did the radio show. Since I've been on the air in 1997, 98, he's been joining us over the years, giving us the report on how NTU has been focusing and fighting hard for you and me, and fighting a really tough battle, making sure that we pay every nickel of taxes we're supposed to, and not one more. Pete, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back as always, Pete. I want to. Something we don't talk about a lot on the show, you don't report on a lot on the show, but it came up recently when one of your cohorts, senior fellow Matty Dupler, I guess it is, testified before the House on Social Security. Talk to us about this.
This is a bill called the Social Security 2100 Act, and what this does effectively is put Social Security on a sustainable, actuarially balanced path for the next 75 years. In other words, it would make Social Security solvent until the year 2100. Okay, but it has a very steep price for doing so. It would increase the payroll tax rate by 2.4 percentage points. Now, I'm not saying 2.4%, I'm saying 2.4 percentage points, which amounts to a very hefty Social Security tax increase. You're looking at something on the order of 20% or more. Now, for the self-employed, the individual who might be thinking of starting a consultancy as a small business, they have to pay both the employer and the employee's share of Social Security tax.
It's double
and
digits.
Because the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the tax cut law that passed in 2017, that had a new 20% deduction for small business income. But the thing is, that income deduction does not reduce the net earnings for an entity's self-employment taxes. In other words, you can't take that write-off against your self-employment taxes.
Ah.
You're going to be stuck with this new tax increase of 2.4 percentage points.
And no abatement.
Plus the employer's share.
Right.
Yes.
And by the way, folks, that self-employment tax is 15.3%.
Yeah. Right off the top, whether you are profitable or not.
Yeah. And now you can deduct it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And so the problem here, of course, again, is that the payroll tax essentially acts like a gross receipts tax. Whether you're profitable or not, every dime of your earnings gets 15.3% off the top if you are self-employed.
Mm-hmm. Of course, and basically, it's any small business. You know, you don't have to just be self-employed. I mean, I had a consulting company when I was the only person. I was self-employed, and it came out 15.3 out of me. But you know, then now I have a business with some folks in it, and it still costs me 15.3% for my payroll because I own the company. So you know, it's any small business really that's if you're the owner. You know, it comes out of your pocket. I remember, being a member of a chamber of commerce, sitting next to a banker, whose bank paid his fees, but I'm the one who paid my fees. It came out of my pocket. So, ultimately, it comes out of your pocket, doesn't it?
That's right.
So what's it going to go? What's it going to have to go to? What's it going to go to solve this 2100 thing?
Almost 18%.
Wow.
That's going to hurt a lot.
Yeah.
And of course, the other part of this bill would raise the taxable earnings threshold. In other words, right now, if you're single, you pay the Social Security tax, at least, on the first roughly $135,000 of your income. This would remove the cap, raise it way up.
Yeah. Well, and is it, how much of this is being influenced? Well, we need to talk about this some more, folks. This is something that's they're proposing to solve Social Security in this century. But the question is, you know, are there some other things that can be done instead of this? And that's what NTU will be working on. They'll keep us posted on this. 2010, stay with us. Right back with the set.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.